Every day we're looking for consensus on U.S. healthcare, and the industry's costs are out of control. We can all agree on that. Coverage is also available for only certain segments of society. We can agree on that. The rich are okay. The very poor have a Medicaid safety net. The elderly have Medicare. Needy children have state-administered S-CHIP programs. The middle class, though, they basically have what's jangling around in their pockets. And if you can't afford retail health insurance and you know who you are, you're on your own. Which makes it perhaps less surprising that the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation finds that middle-class Americans are losing their health insurance coverage faster than any other income group. Brian Quinn joins us now. He's a senior program officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, John. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about some of the broad kind of big picture statistics in this report, but also with us is Dr. Leland Chow, who's a chief medical officer at People's Community Health Centers in Baltimore. Good morning, Dr. Chow.
Good morning.
One thing, if you could give me a sense of a person that you've encountered in your practice or in your work who's been faced with precisely the economic conditions that I've described, that costs are rising, they're unable to afford coverage, and they realize suddenly that there's really nothing out for them as a safety net.
Absolutely. Just last week, I had a new patient who had a wonderful job prior to her becoming unemployed, and she needed to have ongoing care for chronic medical conditions. So she came to our health center and was just really grateful. But she's one of many who the face of our patients are definitely changing. It's less minority. It's definitely a different socioeconomic class. We saw 13,000 unduplicated patients last year in our network of health centers in Baltimore.
What does unduplicated patients mean?
Oh, it means that we saw them once over the past year, and 50% of them actually were uninsured, and that's definitely a greater percentage than we're accustomed.
And
15,000 showing 53,000 visits.
And these are first-timers, which means they're just entering this category, right?
Some of them are established patients, but we saw many, many new patients last year, and most of them are uninsured.
What's the sense of humiliation or change or alarm in the face of a patient like that who suddenly goes from a fabulous job and security to relying on clinics such as yourself?
Well, our mission has always been that we serve all. That's healthcare for all has always been our motto. We've been around for 40 years. However, there is a change in their primary care practice, and it's different for them. And it's something new. So when I saw this patient last week, she just broke down in tears because
Wow.
she just didn't expect to have such wonderful care, actually, in a practice that she did not anticipate providing such. So it was pretty emotionally charged for her.
Dr. Leland Chow describing the story of someone who presumably middle class discovering that they're no longer covered and without any sort of a safety net in the healthcare industry right now. Brian Quinn, you don't measure tears in the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation study, but there's nothing unusual about that story, is there?
Not at all. In fact, in Maryland, we found that the percent of middle-class Maryland residents with employer-sponsored coverage fell over the last decade from about 75% to 62%. And we know that, as you mentioned earlier, public insurance programs like Medicaid are not covering these middle-class populations. And so that we see big jumps in the uninsured in this population.
And so the COBRA program, which is supposed to keep people insured for some period of time after they lose their job, is really not adequate to keep people from falling off the cliff here. Is that what your study shows?
Right. I think our study covered data through 2008, which is the most recent data you can get from the Census Bureau. And so that was before the really big downturn in the economy. It's possible that the situation could be quite a bit worse here in 2009 and 2010.
So these are COBRA programs ending, people losing their job. That's one sort of driver that's pushing this population up. But the other one, and you describe it in the report, is the actual cost of healthcare options if you have to go retail. What's that like?
That's That's quite right. We know there are many horror stories about people trying to buy coverage in the individual market. If you live in a state with good insurance regulations, laws that limit things like pre-existing conditions and denial of coverage and benefits, oftentimes that coverage is prohibitively expensive. In states that are unregulated, individual insurance plans can make it very difficult for people to get coverage by keeping people out who have these pre-existing conditions.
Wow. Brian Quinn, Senior Program Officer of Research and Evaluation at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Dr. Leland Chow, you're an MD, right? What's your specialty?
I'm a family physician.
Family physician. How much of your time do you have to spend advising people on insurance strategies as well as healthcare strategies?
Oh, that's an excellent question. It seems that more and more these days I'm spending several minutes of my valuable time that I have with my patients just talking about, you know, their insurance and their financial worries, that they greatly impact their health. So just trying to navigate the healthcare system. Now, our sliding fee program through the federal government is fairly straightforward. We just need their documentation of inability to pay. But it certainly wears on their minds.
All right, Dr. Leland Chow, Chief Medical Officer at People's Community Health Centers in Baltimore, thanks so much for being with us. Final question for you, Brian Quinn. If you don't have health insurance in this economy in the United States, can you even say you're middle class anymore?
That's a great question, John. We've historically thought about this being a problem that really affects low-income populations, but it's clearly moving up the income ladder and starting to really hit a big chunk of Americans.
You know, it's a kind of a Lou Dobbsian thing to say, but it sounds to me like there's a war on the middle class as far as healthcare reform is concerned. Brian Quinn, Senior Program Officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.